USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 3,000 civilians are dead because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The United Nations made that announcement Monday, but the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights believes the actual number is much higher. Their figure shows at least another 3,000 have been hurt in the fighting. The UN specifically mentioned multiple regions, including Mariupol, are places where there are allegations of numerous civilian casualties. A tornado caused a lot of damage in far eastern Oklahoma Monday night. The twister hitting the community of Monroe, and there are reports of damaged homes and downed trees, but no injuries so far. Monroe is about 5 miles from the Arkansas border. Most of northern Oklahoma is dealing with tornado watches, strong rain, and hail. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
A grand jury to investigate former President Donald Trump is seated in Fulton County, Georgia.
Potential grand jurors in Atlanta, Georgia, arrived at a downtown courthouse Monday as part of a county prosecutor's investigation to see if President Trump and others tried to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. After 90 minutes, a grand jury was seated and will proceed to gather evidence. Fulton County District Attorney Democrat Fannie Willis is overseeing the investigation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
First responders in Southern California say they've seen a dramatic uptick in the number of serious injuries in illegal immigrants since the new 30-foot-tall border wall was built in 2019. Dr. Amy Liepart with the University of California San Diego Health saying the provider has reported 16 people dying in the last 3 years compared to zero deaths before the new wall was put up. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Presidential Rank Award is presented in a virtual ceremony by President Joe Biden to 230 winners.
These awards are about more than individual recognition. They're a reminder to all of us, to everyone, of the extraordinary capacity, creativity, diversity, and dedication of our federal workforce.
The Office of Personnel Management says it's one of the most prestigious awards for a federal employee. As Title 42 could soon be lifted, there is bipartisan discussion on how to best manage the border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the immigration system is broken.
We're going to continue to work with anyone who is willing and able and open to the engagement on getting immigration reform done.
Republicans and some Democrats say once Title 42 ends, there will be an overwhelming increase of illegal immigrant crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The 2022 primary season starts Tuesday with a pivotal race in Ohio. In the state's Republican Senate primary, former President Trump endorsed author J.D. Vance, and he's ahead in just about every poll. Political insiders say the race will be a test of the former president's continued influence in the GOP. If Vance prevails, he will likely face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.